To sign the shit for him in a toilet, so I took some toilet paper. I shouldn't tell you this.
All right, I'll tell
you. So I took some toilet paper and I made my way out to the woods, and I went further and further, only illuminated by the full moon that night. Well, maybe it wasn't a full moon, but I embellished. That's my right. I'm an artist. Fuck it. So I walked out into the woods with aforementioned toilet paper. And I did what one does that they use toilet paper for. And then I must have dropped my glasses. And I walked back to the gig. 1, 2, 3, we're about to start, but no. Where are my fucking glasses? Couldn't find my glasses. I had some toilet paper. The crowd was there waiting for the song, but I didn't know what to say. I walked off of the stage and back into the woods. People wondered what the fuck was wrong with me. And I took a flashlight and I was very worried about where my glasses may have fallen. Glasses may have fallen somewhere, which would render them useless at that moment, unless I had some way to sterilize them. I was rocking this bitch in the woods, just like Daniel Boone, with my toilet paper and my glasses were just next to the, you know, so they didn't get, you know. And I went back and I rocked this bitch in Saratoga, just like I'm doing tonight with my friends and my band. They're the best band in the world, in my opinion.
Thank you.
not naive. Symbolism's all crap. There's a big picture window in the room on the ward with the view of a Parliament Hill, but the view offers more joy than they can afford. When there's as much pain to kill, you know what hope is. Hope is a bastard. Hope is a liar, a cheat and a tease. Hope comes to you, hit his backside. Surrenders to color as the fireworks streak the sky, and their window gives them the prettiest picture. The useless luck makes them want to cry. Then it turns midnight, the shitty old year spent. Another mom gives her some sparkling wine, and she nearly gets hit into the moment, but he'll still be sick in 2009. You know what hope is a bastard, hope is a liar, a cheat and a tease. Hope comes near me, kick its backside, got no place in days like these. Just as he's thinking of pulling the blinds down, a rocket burst in front of her eyes. The city lit up, London's given a bright crown. She tries and fails to stop. Spirits rise. You know what hope is. Hope is a bastard. Hope is a liar, a cheat and a tease. Hope comes to you, kick his backside, got no place in days like these. You know what hope is a bastard, hope is a liar, cheat and tease. Hope comes near you, kick his backside, got no place in days like these. Days like these.
I've spent the last few months going through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tapes. Some of them recovered from a flood. It's for a 60-song retrospective CD spanning my whole little career. So we're nearly finished with this, nearly mastered. I've never imagined myself so involved in something like this before, but it's cool. I listened to lots of stuff that was absolutely horrible, and then we culled good stuff out, so there's...
Mom and Dad went down to Charlotte.
call your name at 7:30. I pace around the parking lot. Then I walk down to buy flowers and sell some gifts that I got. What if I'd been born 50 years before you in a house on the street where you live? Maybe I'd be outside as it passed on your bike. Thank you. Wow, someone's made this choose a request thing. Here's all the, I'll look at them all and I'll decide which one. Okay, that's the first one. Okay, now that's not one that I can do. With a Z, does that mean that that's the fake one? The fake one, okay, we can do that. I'll just make these I can remember the words to. Yes, we can do that one.
Casey!
Yes, of course we'll
I'm
do
alive!
That. Okay.
Play whatever you want.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Right on. This song then is by request. I wrote this song to fulfill a publishing quota, a publishing deadline. And what had happened was I'd signed a deal a long time ago. I was 23 years old. And that deal said I was supposed to write a certain number of songs every year and turn them in, and I would get my money. Problem is we had a hit on the radio one year, and we found ourselves doing a lot of kissing ass and didn't have enough time to write songs. So even though the publishing company was making heaps of money off of this hit song, they still insisted that I turn in my 12 songs per year, or else they would put me on suspension, meaning they didn't have to pay me for any of the songs, including the one that was the hit. So yeah, I think it's bullshit. Now, the way that other writers for this company dealt with it is they just wrote some kind of crap and turned it in, but I had this real sort of ideal of, that I would be the integrity guy at the company that would only turn in songs I was proud of, and therefore I did without my money for about 3 years, and then had twins, and was living in Australia and realized that I needed money. So I got into my car, I drove with my brother-in-law, Andrew, to a studio, and I made up a bunch of songs really fast. I turned them in, and I got my motherfucking cake. Okay, so here's the second song that I wrote. Some of the songs are absolutely disgusting. This one.
Stars up in the sky. I think that we should
What do you think of that? Song with a friend of mine who is too expensive for me to take out on tour. So you will have to be her. is a request that comes off of the request board. And I should explain that when the album Way to Normal was released, we made a fake release to go along with it as a leak. And what we did was we took the titles of the album, which was yet to be released at that time, and we wrote the worst lyrics that we could think of, and then we made up some music to it, and we recorded, we wrote, recorded, mixed, and mastered in basically 36 hours. And then we released it, and then people were downloading this thinking that it was the new album. Now, the sad part was is that when the new album came out, there were many people who were disappointed. They liked the fake one better. But since this couple's asked for this song, I'll give you both versions of The Bitch Went Nuts.
Yes.
This first version is the fake version, and I was sitting on an airplane on the way into Dublin, where we recorded this fake record, and we were all writing our own shitty lyrics, and I thought, "Bitch Went Nuts, what could that be about?" And I decided that it is about, the fake one would be about, a young Republican lawyer who was trying to work his way up at the firm, and he runs into a woman at Starbucks on his way to the office Christmas party, and turns out he doesn't know her. I'm just making this. I made this up. Didn't happen. Turns out that she held political views which were quite the opposite of his and everyone else at the firm. And once she did some drugs that they introduced her to called cocaine, she started telling them what she thought. And it's a sad story because as a result of this tragic office party, this man did not ascend to partner at this firm. So that's the story. I made it up. I'm going to say it now the same way, except it's going to rhyme. Sorry, I've been really into Bruce Springsteen lately, and what I noticed about Bruce explains the song, and then he sings it again, and the only real difference to my ear is that party. Mistake. She did a line and started spouting all her liberal garbage. Bro, I'm so ashamed.
Cruelty to animals. She
To write a song to her name because her name, she didn't think, was musical.
Speaks, makes his master.
done by request from Ed Requestly.
Thank you.
Smith on the drum set. Sorry, I broke another string. That's what you're hearing, but fuck it, we don't need to fix that. This next song, I think, is going to sound really, really great in here because you sing well, and the rhythm, despite its high mole spore count, has a nice sound to it. So people with the lowest voices then would take this part. Who the lowest voices go? Give that a shot. 2, 3, 4. Beautiful. People with slightly higher voices.
Okay.